Perhaps appropriately for a secret agent, the deceptions and confusions that surround Christine's life start with her birth. One story has it that Christine was born at the Scarbeck family estate on a stormy spring evening in 1915, and that her arrival coincided with the appearance of Venus, the evening star in the sky. As a result, she was nicknamed Vesperale. In an even more romantic version of events, she was born in the wild borderlands between Poland and Russia, to a family that was noble, tough, used to invasions, warfare, Cossacks, bandits, and wolves. In fact, Christine arrived in the world on Friday, 1st of May, 1908. One of her father's childhood nicknames for her was Little Star, but she was born at her mother's family house on Zielna Street in central Warsaw, now the capital of Poland. Then, however, Warsaw was technically in Russia. Poland, as we know it today, was not a recognised country. Apart from a brief reappearance, courtesy of Napoleon, for more than a century, Poland had been partitioned into three sections, each of them subsumed into the empires of Russia, Austro-Hungary, and Prussia. Christine was born into a family of aristocratic patriots, loyal to a country that would not officially exist again until she was 10 years old. She was a small and seemingly frail baby, so frail, in fact, that her parents feared for her life, and she was hastily baptised Maria Christina Janina Skarbek by a local priest less than 2 weeks after her birth. 5 years later, Christine would go through the rite a second time in Veczkowice, where her parents had moved in 1913. The record of this second event has somehow survived in the local parish archive, despite a series of wars and regime changes. Written in Russian, it was dated with the Russian Julian and Polish Gregorian calendars as both the 17th and 30th of November 1913. The church does not officially sanction second baptisms, but Christine's parents, one a rather lapsed Roman Catholic, the other a non-practicing Jew, had long wanted a more elaborate celebration of their daughter's arrival than had been possible at her birth. Their move out of Warsaw had conveniently provided a new local parish priest with whom to make arrangements. Two certificates of baptism, 5 years apart, and showing three different dates, serve as notice for Christine's birth. But she has a single death certificate, part typed, part closely penned into the printed boxes of a Royal Borough of Kensington Register Office form. Here, her given name is Christine Granville. Her occupation is listed as former wife. And although the certificate is dated 1952, her age is recorded as just 37. Somewhere between 1908 and 1952, Warsaw and London, life and death. She had changed name and nationality, left two husbands and numerous lovers, won international honours but buried her career, and cut 7 years from her life. Christine's father, Count Jerzy Skarbek, was a charming man. Described by his cousins as darkly attractive, with a seductive little moustache, and by his nieces as a very handsome man of patrician beauty, he had that enviable ability to be at once hugely popular among his male friends and almost irresistibly attractive to women, who seemed to constantly surround him. But the Count's dark good looks were matched by his dark intentions. He was the archetypal aristocratic cad and bounder. Jerzy Skarbek led a privileged life, typical of the landed gentry and very far from the struggle for existence faced by much of the Polish population in the late 19th century. The Count had been a master since childhood, accustomed to having a valet and a groom. It was part of the innate order of the world. And yet, arguably, Jerzy Skarbek was not a count at all. With the exception of some Lithuanian princely families, historically Poland's large enfranchised class, or szlachta, did not hold aristocratic titles. It was traditional for them to regard each other as equals, to be addressed as dear brother, and even, when Poland was still an independent country, to elect the Polish king. But many of the ancient nobility became so impoverished that they were effectively peasants with coats of arms. And many families who sported illustrious titles, as opposed to simply having noble names, owed these to their imperial overlords, who were, as a rule, buying favours. It was the Russian Tsar Nicholas I who granted the Skarbeks title in the mid-19th century. The fact that Jerzy Skarbek was not descended from this branch of the family made little difference to his social status. He was known to be a member of one of the oldest families in Poland, and was certainly accepted as an aristocrat in the circles that he believed mattered.